Yo, yo.
Hello.
Say something else.
Hi.
That was good. Very inventive.
Nothing is not inventive. Welcome to the pre-show 301. We just racked our beer into secondary, and one of them...
tasted less than awesome.
Yes. The one that was more beer.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You know, can't have everything. But at least we did. We didn't combine them, which is what I was afraid of. So, what happened to you this week?
What did I do this week? Probably nothing exciting. Got a new bike for work, but I don't think we talked about that last week, but that was last week. I had that bike that I found a bike... last summer, someone was throwing out on our street. I put new tubes and tires on it. It was in passable shape at that point. So I used it last fall, used it this spring, and then, but early one this spring, when the first time was out, I hit a pothole and broke the back wheel. So I hemmed and hawed on what I was going to do for a while. Got the back wheel fixed. Went out, the first time out, got a flat tire on the back wheel, tube leaked. Fixed the flat tire. It went flat before I took it out again. Fixed the flat tire again. Pedaled 60 feet. And the back wheel potato chipped. Where it bent like a Pringle.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know if the wheel had slipped off the bike before it potato chipped. Or if the potato chipping pulled the axle out of the mount. I just put the wheel back on. I know I didn't put it on loose. I thought it was pretty tight, but it slipped off, or the wheel bent. So at that point, I decided to not put any more money into that bike.
At least just a bike.
So I went to Walmart and got a $109. They had a $99 bike. I'm like, oh, that'd be nice. You know, $99 for something to get you to lunch. Don't need something to go racing on or anything. But the build quality was horrible. Took the bike. The only ones you could buy were the ones that were on display. And you lift up and you spin the front wheel and it's like all wobbly.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new bike with the wheels all wobbly. Like, I don't think so. So I went to a couple other stores, but it's late in the season. A couple of the other stores are picked over.
What is this?
It's the Cruiser Berliner Weiss.
Okay. I thought it was just going to be, I was wondering like, oh, it's just going to be an American wheat. I was like, what?
I had one of these the other day. And it was a lot better not in the mix of a show. I remember we weren't too impressed with it in mm-hmm. the show. I'm like, that's pretty good all by itself. So I brought it out for you to try it in a different environment.
I was like, wow, this is not what I was expecting.
It's pretty good by itself. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember we didn't like it as much on the show, but I think we said it wasn't tart enough. I take that statement back. But yeah, so I went around. Turned out that Walmart really had the best deals. You know, even if you try to support local, you can't justify paying, you know,
$100 more for
$180 more, for, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I got a Schwinn for $199. It looks hot. It looks a lot more expensive than it is. First time I had it out, I was a thin man and I had it chained up outside. And I'm waiting for my sandwich, and I'm looking out at the big windows they have there. Some dude rides his bike up. He's really close to my bike, and he's looking at it, and he's looking at it. He probably looks at it for 45 seconds or so. The whole time I'm just standing in the window staring him straight on. You're like, not even just glancing, watching it. I'm just staring him down. And he looks up and sees me and rides off. So I'm thinking he was figuring out how to boost the bike, or he might have had a couple people nearby or something like that.
I mean, did you lock it?
Yeah, it was chained up, but he was looking at, I think he was trying to figure out, like, what it would take to separate the bike from the signpost.
Wow. All for a $199 Schwinn.
Looks nice. Mm. Like I said, it looks really nice. It's yeah, so I've been taking the opportunity to go a little bit further afield and have some lunches.
Where have you had it that's any good?
Last Friday, we went up to Caliente. The pizza's good. had a couple beers. Makes it a lot quicker to get the Thin Man, so I cruised. I've been over there 3 times since I got the bike, and just kind of checking off different things off their menu.
Yeah,
they had a turkey confit with crispy kale and some kind of black bean mash type stuff. Oh, so good! Every time you know you leave, they always ask you how it was, and I had to say, "Wow." And then he's like, Dave, the owner, he's like, surprisingly rich. I'm like, nothing surprisingly rich that comes out of your kitchen.
It's hard for me to make it down there because, especially now that the Liberty Tunnels are tied up, because I can actually get, you know, to where I am, to my house within 15 minutes, easy. And then if I could just shoot through the tubes, I could get down to Thin Man in about another 15.
Right.
And theoretically get back in an hour, right? I mean, but with the Liberty Tunnels closed,
yeah,
the whole thing.
That's a long drive for lunch anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I don't eat lunch very often. And when I do, I've taken the Alton Brown method, just put sardines and a pack of almonds.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm just taking the opportunity to go out a few times a week. Where else have I gone to? Edgar's Tacos, which is right around the corner from Thin Man. So good. Very good tacos. I went late on their lunch rush the other day, and they're out of, I forget what they call it, but it's a rice, like rice water fresca type thing they make. So it's like the rice pudding, but just the milk part of it, you know, and put it on ice and, you know, it's sweetened. It's pretty good. It's looking, so I ordered one of those, but they're out of it. So.
I've also taken to downloading some videos and putting them on my phone for working out. And you're right, it does help a lot. Because, you know, I'm on the elliptical for an hour, and having an hour thing, something for an hour to watch is very nice.
Yeah, it makes the time go by. You don't mind. It doesn't feel like you're exercising. It just feels like you're watching TV and getting more done at the same time.
So it's a good way to do things. So, yeah, so I've traveled. So I did 5 miles in elliptical today. Cool. Watching Man, the first episode of Manhattan, which was a... But next I'll try Fargo, I think.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's a show I've been... there's like a show. I'm like, oh, there's something I wanted to watch. What was it? It was Fargo. I need to put that on my list. I was talking about The Last Ship a little couple weeks ago.
The Last Ship.
It's a show about a virus outbreak. Very convenient. They may be regretting the whole, you know, doing this show in the midst of the Ebola epidemic. But yeah, it's very, very timely. I was talking about how it's one with Adam Baldwin in it. Uh-huh. I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, right.
And I was kind of, first couple episodes. It got pretty good. There was 2 or 3 episodes in the middle that were really good. And you're not going to watch it, so probably won't spoil anything. While they're out at sea and doing their different hijinks, they came up with a vaccine for the virus. So now they're back in America on land. And they just discovered that the person who has inherited the presidency, which was like Secretary of Health and Human Services, like way, 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 way down the chain, she's sending the sick people off to die. You know, so... I don't know. The last episode, not the decision to make that the plot, but the way they developed the plot, I didn't like it very much. But yeah, there were several episodes in the middle that I thought were like, oh, this show turned around. This is good. And now, you know, the last episode, I'm like, so we'll see.
What are you going to do? It's summer TV, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's a wasteland. But then again,
Adam Baldwin feels handcuffed on the show, that's for sure.
I liked him a lot as Jane. His other performances haven't been as good.
No, it was good. He was pretty good on Chuck, but wasn't as good as...
No.
No? You don't think...
I mean, well, the problem with Chuck was that Chuck started great and then really, really went downhill after the second season. But he wasn't as good as he was on Firefly. That was something special, that show.
No, you're right. I mean, but on Chuck, he didn't seem stiff.
Right.
And the lines didn't seem forced, where he feels really stiff on the show.
well. I'm going down. The reason why I want to do the show tonight is because I'm going down to Maryland tomorrow. So I'll be down there for Memorial Day.
Labor Day.
Whatever.
I was just checking because I wasn't sure. Yeah. I thought it was Labor Day, but I'm like, am I wrong?
So it's a day off. It's a Monday off that you're paid for.
Because of the workers. Very socialist holiday.
Oh, have you thought anything about what we talked about last week?
No, I haven't soul searched at all.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't really have much to talk about. I didn't really even tweet much or have much tweeting conversations. I said one thing kind of science-y. Well, it's science-y, but I said quantum relativity, or sorry, quantum relativity. The general relativity is the stage, quantum mechanics is the players. And what that means is that general relativity essentially is where it all takes place, if you will.
Right.
And quantum mechanics is about what actually happens in it.
It's a good way to put it. Trying to see if I've been up to anything interesting. I'm reading my own Twitter feed to see if there's anything good.
Oh, I found out my barber used to barb. This is the past tense of barber. Used to cut the hair of Chris Hardwick.
Oh, yeah?
And so I sent him a tweet saying Sal said hi, and Chris Hardwick tweeted me back. Said, hey, tell him I said hi. So,
how did that conversation come up?
Because
he probably doesn't say, hey, you know, Chris Hardwick, I used to cut his hair.
He knows that I'm in tech and stuff, so I think he said he saw a story about Chris Hardwick. Because he used to be in California, he used to cut his hair, and you know, and he was struggling at the time, and now he's made big. It's like, yeah. I said, you know, I could tweet him for you. I could be like, because he responds. And he's like, really? All right. This is like, did you see this tweet that I retweeted?
No, I didn't.
So this is two pictures of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, right?
Right.
So what's the problem? The problem is your brain.
Okay.
There's the same picture.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
Oh, stop rotating. I want to look at it upside down or something. That's crazy. The one on the right looks like it's leaning. The one on the left looks like it's corrected.
Mm-hmm. And they're the same picture. And the
caption you look at the space, like if you compare the space there and the space there, you can tell it's the same picture, but...
And the caption is like, come on, brain, you can do this. They're the same picture.
Even looking with one eye, and it makes no difference. That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty messed up.
Got any more visual stuff for the radio audience?
No, I don't. I'm kind of tapped out. Kind of exhausted, actually. I mean, you know, I did all that exercise and working today. It's like, oh. Then I have to also do a drive tomorrow. So,
right.
So these high alcohol beers should perk me right up.
I just saw this on my Twitter. It's somewhat interesting for the nerds amongst us, but... So my parents are all Chromebooks now, two Chromebooks.
And your parents are now Chromebooks?
Yes, yes. My parents are Chromebooks. They've been Googleized. Anyway, they needed a printer that they could print to because Chromebooks don't support USB printers. Mm-hmm. It has to be something that supports Google Cloud Print. Or if you have a Windows PC in the house, you can proxy through there. Right. But no more Windows PC, no more legacy printer. So I bought them... a printer, Samsung, I think, one of the cheaper ones that does Google Cloud Print, does AirPrint as well, and NFC printing. But it's a black and white laser, and I set it up for them.
It's a black and white laser? How does that work?
Oh, dick. but I set it up for him, and it was printing. It was having some issues. Like every once in a while, it was almost like a PostScript error. It was printing like some XML header instead of the file, right? Mm-hmm. So I went to upgrade the firmware, and the firmware upgrade was Windows only. Mm. So you could set it up. To configure the Wi-Fi, you had to install a thing. So you needed a Mac or a Windows PC. So that's something to bitch about. Yeah. You buy this Chromebook printer and you can't put it on your Wi-Fi unless you have a Windows or a Mac. And then you can't upgrade the firmware unless you have Windows.
That's just people not thinking.
So I launched the firmware loader under Wine on my Mac and I was able to update the firmware using Wine. I was like, I can't believe this works. This
well, is you're not, I mean, all you're doing is you're running a program that does something. You're not actually USBing in and like terminaling into the system.
So yeah, I think this was actually over IP. It was transferring the firmware package.
Right? So it's not like
that's even stupider that you need a Windows program if it's transferring it over IP.
Yes, yes, it is.
But yeah, transferred, the printer rebooted, and I think my mom's printing problems have gone away. Even though it was from the versioning, it was a small upgrade. It was just like the minor point was only incremented by one, but seemed to fix it, I hope. So, yeah, they're so happy with their Chromebooks. I don't have to worry about redoing their computers. I don't have to worry about viruses. It was really slick because my mom moved to the new computer. My dad got the old one. So my mom's like, what do you have to do to move me over? I'm like, here, watch this. Log in. Everything popped up. Mm-hmm. Cloud computing. There's some of the promise right there. It, yes. For any of you people that have to do tech support for your parents, think hard about Chromebooks.
Yeah.
Even over a Mac. If they're not power users, if they're just content consumers, think pretty hard about a Chromebook. If you haven't gone with an iPad.
My parents do a lot of picture taking, so it's not as useful for them. A lot of picture taking.
Yeah, I mean, you can do, you know, like some online photo editing. It has an SD slot. You know, you can do it. Is it the best platform for post production for photos? No, absolutely not. So, yeah, we can go on to the main show. There's no reason to hang out here. I told my stories. Got some beers to drink.
Yes, we do.
Cosmic motherfunker.
After I unlock my computer, stop the recording.
KMF.